There's a red flag fire weather warning in effect for the third day in a row for the east side of Glacier National Park today, where the Reynolds Creek fire continues to burn out of control. That warning for high winds and low humidity is in place from 10 a.m. to midnight. The Daily Interlake is reporting that the fire grew an estimated 1,000 acres yesterday to 5,000 acres. That's a little slower than the explosive growth seen Tuesday and Wednesday. The forecast shows a chance of showers for the area starting Saturday, with high elevation snow possible Monday. A Type 1 Incident Command Team, the highest level federal response to wildfires, was scheduled to take over the fight against the blaze last night at 10 o'clock. More than 200 people, 25 fire engines, and 6 helicopters are currently assigned to the fire. Andy Huntsberger, incident commander for the fire yesterday, said the fire's growth is being limited in the north because of steep and rocky terrain, but to the east and west, the fire has room to expand.
In the east is probably our area of greatest concern because the predominant winds blow from the west to the east here, and there is a band of vegetation that is continuous from where the fire is currently at all the way to St. Mary and beyond.
Outside the park, the west shore of Lower St. Mary Lake remains evacuated. Fire officials are holding a public meeting in St. Mary tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. to give an update on the fire and answer questions. Businesses that rely on serving park visitors are voicing concerns about negative impacts from publicity related to the fire, and note that most of Glacier National Park remains open and that the west side of the park is mostly unaffected. While the Going to the Sun Road is closed on the east side of the park, most of the road on the western side remains open. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.